With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to get this off my excessively hairy chest. Because there was a text during the break with regard to my lead. And to, I guess, a portion of the Chris Curtis lead. And it's a 978 text, and it says, Greg sounds like the angry divorced guy. Au contraire, I am the luckiest human being in the world because Jen Hill is a kind, generous, loving person who happens to be my best friend. So I am suggesting the exact opposite of an angry divorced guy with regard to Giselle. I don't. If you care about the man that you created children with and were happy to be married to for a number of years, then on what is arguably the most emotional day of his life, perhaps do more than just post on his Instagram. I appreciate the text and some sort of a troll attempt or something, but doesn't work with me.
No, does not.
Does not.
I'm not just saying this. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever witnessed. And I thought everybody was like, oh no, they're still friends. I'm like, yeah, sure they are. To watch you two, it is the most beautiful thing to watch. Oh. Truly. I'm not just saying that. And it's a great thing for your kids.
Yeah.
So I think you're actually...
I mean, I go on vacations with her because she pays. But other than that...
That is pretty impressive.
What?
That you have a relationship like that. But there...
It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, and I think it's all about...
Many people are not in the position to be able to do that because their relationship ended in not a pleasant way.
That's the biggest thing, is how it ends.
And I understand that as well.
And I would say that there are a few people on the planet more able to speak eloquently on this than you, considering your relationship with your ex-wife and your kids and being a public figure. And I think it's pretty amazing.
Well, it's all her. A marvelous woman.
Well, yeah. Just marvelous. Why I won the Marconi, not you.
She did not. I was a little upset when I won the Marconi. She did not comment on my Instagram about it.
Throw you a like. That's all that you need. And then pick up the phone call. But Giselle probably did that. She probably did all the things.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some are saying that I have no idea what went on between the two of them, and maybe she sent a text message or she called Tom Brady. I hope she did.
See, that's what I think.
Yeah.
But okay, then I would ask, if you did that, why do you feel compelled to post on the man's Instagram? He was your husband.
It's a weird day and age, though, because if I have a friend who gets engaged or has a baby or a big moment in their life, I send them a text and then I still comment on the Instagram just to kind of cover all my bases. It's weird. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you because Giselle's comment alone got like 40-something thousand likes and comments. Uh-huh. So, you know, it did take the shine away a little bit from the actual message.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to your lead and then the lead of Wiggy this morning, Courtney.
I was so wrong. Tom Brady, if you ever listen to Greg, I know you and Greg go way back. If you ever listen to this, I am so sorry for anything negative I have ever said about you. I went and saw that movie last night and the trailer, not great.
It looks like the worst film ever made.
I am telling you, I cried from start to end. Not the entire time, but I cried happy tears.
Yeah, so did Curtis.
I cried sad tears. Uh-huh. It was a movie, a feel-good movie, mm-hmm. that was nostalgic, that brought you back to better times of being a Patriots fan. And what reminded you of everything that Tom Brady did for your happiness as a sports fan in general in New England. It was so well done. And if you need to comment on my Instagram or send me a tweet saying, chick flick, never gonna see it. If you need to protect your masculinity and not go see some of the biggest legends, icons when it comes to Hollywood, partake in a sports movie, then so be it. But if you want to go to the theater and be entertained, laugh, smile, and feel good, this is a movie for you. I am not kidding when I tell you I was blown away at how wrong I was when it came to what I thought this film was going to be. And it's heartwarming. There is definitely an overarching theme of his mom and what his mom was going through during that time.
Yeah,
it's so well done. I can't say enough good things about it.
Okay.
And
it's like an Adam Sandler movie. You go in with specific expectations.
Yeah, and I went in with really low expectations. Mm-hmm. This movie was really well done. It was really funny. It's a family movie, but there's adult jokes that'll probably go over your kids' heads, but you'll laugh at.
Okay.
Really, really well done. And paired with the retirement yesterday, I was a puddle. I'm sorry, Tom, because I was a bitter ex. I said things in the last year or 2 years or 3 years that I didn't mean. And I'm sorry, you gave us so much happiness, and that's all we should be talking about is how much I appreciate you and everything you did for New England. Oh. Truly, yesterday I was emotional about the entire thing. All so
right. We owe him a debt of gratitude.
We do.
I agree with you. We do.
Best lead yet.
Thanks.
Thank you, Courtney. Curtis. And Myrna liked it, too.
Myrna was
a gem on this radio show yesterday. Can we make her a regular guest?
Yeah. She's classic.
She was coming at you, Greg. It was great.
Can we do Myrna Mondays?
I would say Myrna every day.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
All right. Good morning. Well, Curtis is going to love this lead then. Well, it is simple. I've heard a lot of people saying 2028 with that's the year Brady and the Hall of Fame and all that stuff. It is simple. There should be no one else that goes in with him. It should not be at, 12 o'clock in the afternoon like it's moved to now. It should be a primetime event where he gets the spot by himself. He goes in alone. No other inductees hogging up airtime.
Honestly, there should be a separate Hall of Fame. Just the Tom Brady NFL Hall of Fame.
Getting warmer.
He can go into the regular Hall of Fame, and they may have a specific area in that Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But I'm just talking about, normally I think it's, six or seven guys or maybe five guys that normally are
generally about five.
Yeah, inducted. So
they should put Ben Roethlisberger's bust in the bathroom.
But when he is eligible, which is going to be 5 years, and he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame, the day should be just about him.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be anybody else sharing this stage with him.
Yeah, he's the best to ever do it, and nobody will ever do what he did.
Not even come close.
No way. All right, those are today's leads. Coming up at 7:20, They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We should probably get during They Said It to the absurdity of questioning whether there was a better regular season quarterback than Tom Brady. So we'll get to that and other things during They Said It coming up at 7:20. And it is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.